Can you go over your injury situation or no, not yet?
It's early. We're actually pretty healthy. The only guy that would be ruled out right now would be Lorenzo Neal. Obviously, he was listed out for three or four weeks.
So you got a shot at Merriman, you think?
Yeah, I think he does. He had a good workout yesterday, and we'll see when we start practice tomorrow.
What about Gates? Is he going to be able to practice this week?
I think he will be, yeah. He came out of the game pretty good.
Norv, what's been the biggest difference from the first four games to now?
There's a number of things. We lost a close game to Green Bay, and then we had a 16-6 lead in Kansas City and turned the ball over a number of times in the second half. So we weren't playing as poorly, I think, as people felt we were. We just started taking care of the football and didn't give up as many big plays and have done the things that you have to do to be a good football team.
Did you have any, even a sliver of concern after those first four games that your message wasn't getting through or anything like that?
Well, there were enough signs that we were doing good things. I think throughout those first three games, I don't think we were that far away. Obviously, you can look back at it now, and when you go New England and Green Bay back-to-back on the road, no one knew what kind of teams they were going to have in week two and three. You look now, and they're two of the best teams in the league, so that had something to do with it. But you've been doing this long enough, you just keep doing the things you believe in, and we were very fortunate that game in Denver went our way, and it kind of got us going.
Would you anticipate adjusting playing time with your playoff position, or what? Would you keep guys out or no?
Well, I made it clear to people here and our players. If there's someone that's in our best interest to limit his time because of his physical situation, we're going to make good decisions in that area. But while our goal all along has been to be playing our best football in December and January, and to be healthy and fresh. So those things all tie hand in hand, and we feel like we're playing with confidence, we're playing well, we want to continue that.
So like a guy like Tomlinson, would you limit him at all on Monday? Is he going to get his normal 25 carries?
No, LT's going to, he's going to get his carries, yeah.
Just on a personal level, after the way things worked out in Washington and Oakland, has this been fun for you to be in the playoff race like this?
Well, I tell people, people make it sound like we didn't win a game in Washington. My last 2 years there, we won the division, and I was fired when we were 7-6. So, we won after we took over a terrible team, and after we got that thing right, we won a lot of games. And so I don't apologize or feel that was not successful. I was fired there. I wasn't fired there because we weren't productive. We had a lot of changes there, and that's where the owner chose to go. I people look at different situations I've been in and think we've been underachieving, and usually when they look back at it 2 years, 3 years later, they look at it, and I look at it and say, hey, those teams overachieved while I was there, and maybe it didn't show up in the one loss column, but there's a lot of players that had their best years ever. So I don't really compare situations. I'm excited about that we were able to get on a little bit of a roll here, and I think we have a lot of young players who are playing real good football, and we have some young players who are continuing to get better.
You talked about that game here with, obviously scores obviously lopsided. Did you expect by this point in the season that this game wouldn't really mean anything for the division, that the Broncos would already be eliminated?
Every year in this, I've been in it. The divisions usually come down to, when you have a good team, they usually come down to the last football game, and there's teams playing. So, yeah, I would have expected when you looked at the schedule that the last two games would be big in terms of deciding who would win our division. It's just, going into it, I think people who know the league and saw the travel and saw where our teams, the teams in our division had to go, I think a lot of people looked and said, hey, that you might be able to win this division with 9 or 10 games. So that's the way it's worked out.
What's it been like to watch Cromartie just sort of explode onto the scene?
No, it's been great. And, you know, there's things Cromartie had to learn to do, like all young players. And, you know, he didn't play a lot of football in college. He missed his last year with an injury, came in here. You know, I think, honestly, he gave up the game-winning touchdown in Green Bay, and I think that had an impact on him. And, you know, understanding that every time you step on that field, you're at risk. And he has done a great job of studying, learning, learning how to prepare, and he's such a good athlete, and he's so good. He's got such good ball skills that he can be out of position and still, use his quickness, his speed to catch up. And he's got those long arms, so he can go get the football.
You just in a general sense, people always talk about improvement of guys between the first and second year. What's been your experience with guys between the second and third year?
It really depends on the person and really their maturity level and all those things. But I tell you the thing, you never quit learning in this. And, you know, I was with Chris Chambers in his second and third year in Miami, and he was a very good player. And, he had a lot of success the 2 years I was with him. Almost had he had 980 yards or something, 60 catches and all that. But, you know, we made the trade for him, and he is so much more mature, so much better, consistent player. And that's not to take away from what he did in Miami. It just shows you every year you can improve. And he's a true, true pro, and he has made a big difference for our football team. So I don't know if you can put an exact timetable on a guy, but guys, I knew this, can continue to improve every year they're in the league.
Has he been a good addition to your offense, something you needed?
Chris has really made a difference on our football team, I believe. I think it's changed the way people have to defend us. You know, we were just seeing people loaded up, overloading the front. Eric Parker was hurt, and that was kind of a year ago. Phillip's go-to guy, I think there's a mentality around the league that's been there a while. If you take LT out of the game and you stop Gates, you know, they're not going to be able to get enough offense. And we've had, Vincent Jackson step up now, and now Chris Chambers is a threat outside. And, you know, we just have more guys that I think defenses have to defend, and it's helped LT, and it's helped Gates, and it certainly helped Phillip.
How has Vincent's season gone, do you think? Vincent Jackson's season gone, do you think?
I think it's gone real good. He had a little bit of a lull in the middle there, and he actually was hurt. He had his shoulder banged up. He had a rib deal. He fought through those, and he has been very explosive. He's been a big part of this last month and our four-game win streak.